A tuna product has been...
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
And welcome here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I got to apologize to my engineer, Dan Northcraft. I was distracting him with a bunch of blather, and the poor guy got confused at the beginning of the show. And that's my fault, Dan. I'm sorry. Because I didn't... You don't have to apologize. I didn't hear our bumper music. What I did hear was a woman talking about tuna products. And I thought, well, that's fine with me. You know, we can... kick off with that. Anyway, welcome to the show, guys. Our number here, 877-876-PHIL, and we're online at philhendryshow.com, and we're on 120 radio stations across the United States, so we're intergalactic, we're global, we're national. Anything you need, we got it. Stick with us here for the next few hours. Going to talk about, we're a news talk and information show that goes places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And when we say that, we are very earnest, because all you have to do is ask them, and they'll tell you, "Oh, you mean Phil Hendry? Yeah, that's that. I can't do that." All right, so 877-876-PHIL. Pastor William Renick is going to join us. The pastor is joining us for a couple of reasons, but the most notable is that he ran into a little bit of the same hot water that Hillary Rosen ran into over the weekend when Hillary Rosen, who is a Democratic strategist, analyst, said that Ann Romney, the wife of Mitt Romney, had never worked a day in her life. And she was forced to apologize for saying that. Ann Romney has raised five children, I think. Five. Or, I don't know how many children the Romneys have, but she's raised a number of kids. And has everything that goes along with that, you know, as well as being a spouse, as well as being the de facto head of the household when dad isn't home, as well as all of the things that stay-at-home moms do. Hillary Rosen's comment, she hasn't worked a day in her life, did not sit well, and she did have to apologize. So, Pastor Renick, welcome to the show.
Yes, Phil, I'm very grateful to be with you. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, Pastor. Did you pretty much echoed this?
Yes, I did, and again, I would humble myself and try to explain what I meant by that. But when I heard that Hillary Rosen, who was a longtime supporter of President Obama, had made the statements that she made, I felt they were very sensible statements. I thought that there was nothing wrong with those statements, but I was looking at that through my own personal prism, you know. And
What when you first heard her say that and you agreed with it, Ann Romney's never worked a day in her life. When you first heard that and you first agreed with that, what were you exactly thinking in terms of, you knew she was a mother.
No, let me explain what went into my thinking, and you need to understand that when a woman is a stay-at-home mom, and she is someone who does not have a traditional job, you know, you say, well, look, does she work? Well, not in the traditional sense that you and I say someone works. She does not work at a job the way the head of a household, I think she said, will work at a job. She is at home. And
would you say that she's working?
Hold on. Let me explain. I would say that, what she does is honorable. It is necessary. We honor our mothers and our wives. We honor the women of the world that have chosen to make that their life's work. God bless them. And God bless the great work they do when they raise those children right. And my goodness, I would be the first person in line to shake their hand and congratulate them on Mother's Day and what have you. So I'm not denigrating that work at all.
But is it work?
Let me explain. In the sense that it is work, as Hillary Rosen was saying, that Ann Romney never worked a day in her life. Well, she really hasn't worked a day in her life, because when you talk about a job... Well, you've got a job, and believe me, I've had jobs in my life, all kinds of jobs. There's one thing you've got. You have a man or a woman standing over you, looking on your day, looking on your work, and saying, all right, now you take your lunch break now, you take your coffee break now. You've got somebody standing there to make sure you're doing it right. You got someone who, at any given moment, come up to you and say, you don't have a job anymore. You see? You got.
Let me say.
Hold on. You got someone. Hold on. I just want to say this. You got someone. You understand what I'm saying, Phil? You got someone that's going to say you may not be working tomorrow. Now, you know what that is.
Well, yeah.
No job. You're fired. Now, no woman that's working in a house with the babies and so forth, there's no woman got to deal with that. No woman got to deal with a man standing there looking over her shoulder and saying, you know, what are you doing there? Why are you washing dishes that way? Why are you diaping the baby that way? Why don't you get oil and the gas in the car now? Why are you going to the supermarket now? Why don't you go and get, and on and on and on. No woman got to deal with that. If we're talking about a traditional homemaker.
Well, I mean, you know.
What?
Well, I mean, she's got a husband coming home.
Well, she's got a husband coming home at the end of the day. But by the end of the day, the work's done. So what's he going to do about it? What's he going to do about it? See, the woman that stays at home has got it way better than a woman at work. And again, I'm not running it down. I'm just saying, when a man comes home and says, you didn't do this, what's he going to do about it now? A woman look at him like, my wife, and I love my wife. When my wife, I get home to Clara, and my wife, Clara, is a stay-at-home mom. And we had one son, and my son went to a theological college and is pursuing his ministry, is pursuing his doctorate, and eventually pursue his ministry. Now, she had one boy to raise.
Mm-hmm.
I come home at night, I said, how come this? And she said, well, guess what? It's all done. What are you going to say about it? I can't go back and do it again. I can't go back and change it. So either you got to live with it or do it yourself. That's what a lot of American men have to deal with. That's what you don't understand. A lot of American men got to deal with that.
Well, all right. Pastor William Renick is our guest. We're talking about Ann Romney and the statements by Hillary Rosen, the Democratic strategist, analyst, whatever, that Ann Romney has not done a day of work in her life. Now, you said something that was significant there. You said what a stay-at-home mom does is work, but it's not as hard.
No, I don't mean it that way.
Well, you said it's not as difficult a job, and it's in fact easier because she doesn't have, excuse me, she does not have someone standing there.
Yeah, she doesn't have, she's not got a line foreman standing there. She's not got a job supervisor standing there. She's not got the boss man, as we used to say, you know, when I worked in a construction. All these kinds of people that you have to deal with when you've got a real job. A real job. When I get home at night, when Claire and I were raising Dwayne, and he was a little boy, and I'd come home, I'd say, she said, yeah, you know, what do you, this, she said, you got nothing to say about it now. You got nothing to say, I've already done it, you know. And I would say to her, you don't have a real job. And boy, she get angry with me. So I think what we've done is we kept quiet about this.
Well, it sounds a little bit, it sounds like you might be missing something.
Well, hold on, Phil. I'm not missing anything. But the problem is that you're missing something, and that's what a lot of people don't get. It's not that Ann Romney is not doing a great job. It's that Ann Romney is not, the work she does ain't as tough as what a regular woman has got to do.
Well, all right, so there you're going back to that again, that it's not as tough.
But it's not, you know. You're
saying it's not as difficult. All of the things involved in raising a kid.
Why we keep saying raising a kid? What if you got no kid? What if the woman is a stay-at-home mom, she got no kid?
Well, I don't think we're talking about that. Look at Ann Romney.
Why are we talking about it?
Because Ann Romney does have children. I don't think anybody, when say stay-at-home mom, what does that say to you?
It says she's a stay-at-home mom, you know.
Well, you got to be a mom. You got to have kids.
No, it's a term that people use. It's got nothing to do with kids. It's just a term.
You're telling me a woman with no children who stays at home and doesn't work in a job is a stay-at-home mom anyway?
I'm telling you it's just a term that you use. What I'm trying to tell you, the bigger picture is this, Bill. The bigger picture is this. Ann Romney, look, are you going to tell me that a woman that goes to work as a waitress, a woman at bussing table and getting breakfast, and all that, you know, like a woman, you go into any coffee shop and you see a woman there and she's getting a job done. You tell me that job is easier?
No, I'm not saying it's easier. I'm not claiming. I'm saying it's a job like being a stay-at-home mom is a job. And
no, that's just it. Because there's a fundamental difference between what a woman who actually goes out and does a real job. And Claire and I would get into arguments with it. I don't say this to her anymore. But Claire and I would say, you go out and get a real job. You know, go out and get the... Man, she get very angry.
Well, a lot of women are getting angry at that. You know, for years and years, that was the complaint. And a lot of women finally got tired of hearing it. And
well, look, like I said, if you are staying at home, you stay at home, Mom, you don't have a supervisor. You don't punch in the clock. And when the man comes home at the end of the day, you can say, well, a man's the boss. Well, I got news for you. Man may be the boss, but when he gets home and he says, well, what about this? She said, well, guess what? I did it this way and I did it that way. You don't like it? Do it yourself. I used to get that all the time. You don't like that? You don't like what I did here? You don't like the food? Here, put on the apron, put on a dress, go out and be the mom. So, you know, that's not what I call, it's a job, but it's not qualified as a job the way Ann Romney think it do.
And, all right, Pastor, I need to...
Just one more thing, Phil. Again, it's not disrespect to Ann Romney. I'm just simply trying to say to her and women like her, God bless you, and God bless the work you do. I wish that you understood that while you do that work, it's not quite as different. It's not the same. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not the same.
Because they don't have a boss, and they don't have...
They don't have a boss. They're not punching the clock. There's so many different things about that job.
All right. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Put the Pastor Renick is... we'll just put him on hold there. As we talk with Pastor William Renick about the comments of Hillary Rosen that Ann Romney does not have a real job. She's a mother. She raised a bunch of kids. She did all the things that stay-at-home moms do. But guess what? She's didn't really have a real job. And Pastor William Renick agrees. Stay-at-home moms, they aren't punching a clock. They don't have a supervisor there. They don't have anybody second-guessing them. So let's get some more from the pastor and your phone calls, too, at 877-876-PHIL. The real, what was I going to say? I was going to call myself the real Don Steele. That's wrong. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
I knew the real Don Steele.
World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here with Phil Henry. We also have on the line with us Pastor William Renick, and we're talking about Ann Romney and the comments made by Hillary Rosen. What is a real job? Are moms real? Are they doing real jobs? Hillary Rosen with the Democratic Party said, no, that's not a real job. Now, you know she's apologized.
I understand it, yes.
She's apologized, and she said, I didn't mean to say what I said. And
I think, Phil, in that case, you've got to apologize because that was a very, very destructive thing to say if you don't explain yourself. And she didn't explain herself very well. She made this comment that sounded stupid, and it was too late to explain. It was too late to say, here's what I mean. What I would have said was Ann Romney had a job that is a different from the other jobs that people have. She has a job where she don't have a supervisor, nobody telling her when to take a coffee break, nobody telling her when to do anything. So how do you know what it's like to have a job if you are standing there, and I'm not saying Ann Romney did this, but you're just standing around doing nothing, you know. And at the end of the day, you say, well, hell, I had a very difficult day today. And if Mitt Romney come home and he said, what did you do today, Ann? She said, I did this or that. But meanwhile, she's sitting around watching on the TV. What do? A lot of women want the soap opera and so forth.
Well, that just doesn't sound like any responsible mother, you know.
I understand that, but there are some days you're going to work harder than others. Some days you're going to work harder than others.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number. Let's go to a phone call on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We got Pastor William Renick on the line. This is Jackie. Go ahead, Jackie.
Hi, hi, Pastor, and hi.
How are you, Jackie? How
are you doing? Great, thank you. Just wanted to call in really quick because I'm driving home. I want to stay awake because I'm a night worker, so I appreciate you guys being on the line.
Yeah, now, see, you got a job there. That's a job.
Oh, yes, I do. But I did comment on the as far as being a stay-at-home mom, being a job and everything. I don't think that necessarily just because you don't have a supervisor, you're not, having a job. Some people work for themselves, and sometimes you're your own worst critic. So I work for myself. I'm my own boss, so I don't have to answer to anyone. If I make a mistake, it's my business.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Exactly. That's what I mean. So you don't really know what it's like to have the man standing there and saying, listen, you just messed that up. You do it one more time, you're gonna lose your job. See, what's it like if you're a stay-at-home mom? Nobody gonna come up to you and say you're fired.
Well, the baby is the ultimate judge, of course, and babies are the ultimate tyrant. So they're the one you have to answer to, and some mothers answer properly to that tyrant and others don't. But one thing that she does have that other stay-at-home moms do not have is that monetary cushion. You know, I mean, like, I know what it's like to take, I don't have a baby, but I made that responsible choice for a reason, because I can't afford a baby. I went ahead and got a dog instead, and I have a special needs dog, as it turns out. So I work plenty hard. I work way harder than most parents that I know, because I give my dog more than most parents to their children.
No, hold on for a minute, because I gotta get this straight in my head. You say you are working, you're not stay at home. Is that correct? You don't stay at home.
I work part-time and I stay at home with my dog. I work part-time.
Well, see, that's a tough one. That's a tough one, because it's a dog, you know.
Yes, but Pastor Renick...
Hold on for just a minute. It wouldn't qualify. But here, let's say...
Why wouldn't that qualify? She loves that animal. Many people love their animals very, very much. You know, it's a special...
I don't mean to make a joke. You say a special needs dog. What is it, dyslexic? And I'm making a joke, and I shouldn't say that.
There's no time in this show for me to describe all of the needs that this dog has, but trust me, it's special.
Is he like developmentally disabled? Has he got like a retard? I shouldn't say that.
Let's not use the word retard.
I apologize. I'm very sorry. I was trying to make a bad joke.
It's okay.
Is the dog a retard?
The time. It's more than a newborn. Okay.
Let me move this along, Jackie. It's Phil. Let me move this along for both you and the pastor. I understand what you're saying. She's working. Okay. You, the pastor, are saying that she doesn't have. If you're a stay at home, you don't have a supervisor.
She said the baby is the ultimate tyrant. Now, God bless you, ma'am, for your attitude. But you know that there are women who, if they get too tired, they pick that baby up and just throw it off a bridge. You know,
we're not talking about a criminal.
No, we're not talking about criminal, but that is an option for some women.
That's a criminal act.
Yes, it is. But it is an option.
What do you mean it's an option?
I mean, the baby is not going to fire you. The baby is going to say, hey, you do a bad job. You say, guess what? If I shut you up, you can't tell me that no more.
Then she goes to jail.
No. There's a policeman in every house in this country yet. Of course, we're on our way to the police state. But the fact
of course,
that mothers these days do not have the monetary financial cushion that Ann Romney had. I of course, couldn't afford a baby, so I made a responsible decision to not have one, so I wouldn't have to raise a child in poverty like most of the people just go ahead and do.
Exactly. What you did, that was a good decision, because what you said is, I do not want to be faced with a decision someday where I'm going to have to take that baby and just say, I can't do this anymore, and lift that child up over your head, if you can imagine this. Lift that child up over your head and throw it off a bridge like you're tossing a soccer ball.
Never.
Well, that's a criminal act that I can't even conceive of. Listen, thank you very much, Jackie. Drive carefully, dear. Keep listening to us. We'll keep you awake. Thank you for your comment. I think we have time for Lawrence. Where is Lawrence anyway? Lawrence is here on line 9. Lawrence, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Pastor Renick. I probably don't have Lawrence there. I think I went to the wrong number. Lawrence, is that you? Go ahead, Lawrence.
Yeah. I just wanted to say that Pastor Renick is right on time. The other lady, she inspired me to just got off the phone. She inspired me to speak on something that she just said before I make my primary comment. If she's working for herself, again, you know, if she feels that she don't want to finish the day, she got that option to do that. She can sack out, go home, or whatever.
Right. That's right. That's working part-time.
Right. Now, to my primary comment, as an example, let's take FedEx Hub. You know, those people go out there, they're working in the cold because those packages have to be in a month, a certain temperature. They're wearing, they're having to wear overalls, coveralls. They got a time schedule, and they've got these rap.
Who are you talking about? Who are you talking about?
FedEx as an example. You know, they got the rap agents that stand over the unloaders. And, you know, they got a time schedule. That plane, those planes got to hit the ground, beat it right up, and gone at a certain time. Now.
All right, we've got to take a break. Got to take a break, Lawrence. Hold on. I'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-866-PHIL.
What are you talking about? He's talking about Santa's little helpers?
No, he's not. Turn him down.
Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back to Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. And with me is Pastor William Rennick as we continue talking about Ann Romney, whether or fact she has a real job, when she was criticized as not having a real job. And, of course, that lady did apologize, Pastor Rennick.
Hillary Rosen apologized, and I think what she needed to do was clarify.
So she should not have apologized.
I don't think she needed to apologize so much as clarify. That's what she needed. Sometimes an apology needed, sometimes a clarification. Now, when I say that Ann Romney doesn't have a real job, no, she hasn't got a real job. I don't even think Ann Romney would tell you she's got a real job. That's not the point. That's not the point. It's not about whether she got a real job or not. It's whether or not she's working. Is there actual work being done that anyone, outside of herself and her husband, that anybody's going to care about? What kind of work is Ann Romney doing for you? What kind of work is Ann Romney doing for me? Now, is she working at a business? She's doing something for someone other than her own family. She's feeding a truck driver. The truck driver get on the road. The truck driver delivers goods to a port or to a place, a destination. Those goods go out to a business. And maybe you shop in that business, or maybe somebody shops in that business whose business you visit. But somehow that reverberates out. But Ann Romney and a great many women that are stay-at-home moms, God bless them, but they're not doing anything for you. They're not doing nothing for me. They're sitting there, and they raise a kid, and at the end of the day, the husband comes along and says, well, look, you did a great job. Thank you. Okay. Well, what's that? It just stays there. See, it doesn't go out.
Well, it can be argued that that person eventually will become a human being and go into the world.
Well, but that's 20 years down the road. Right now, she's sitting there and having herself, with a baby. So she's playing with a baby.
And well, not playing with it.
Not playing with a baby, but she's got this baby, and baby is a baby. You know, how tough is a baby? Yes, I know the baby's got to be diapered up. You got to feed it. You got to clean it up. And one thing I remember about my son, babies are filthy. You got to clean it. It's not a pleasant job to have to clean a baby. That is not a pleasant job at all. And that would be one area of being a stay-at-home mom, and I'd say, my sympathy is with the women, is to clean a baby up, because I've done that when, Claire was working, and we didn't have all that much money. I've done that, and it is a very, very, it's a tough job to do, to clean some kid up that does not yet know how to use a toilet, and instead is essentially relieving itself into its clothes. That's a difficult job to have to take care of a human like that.
All right, let me get back. Lawrence was hanging on, and then we have a couple of other calls, so I want to get through these as quickly as I can. Okay, Lawrence, thanks for hanging on. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, first of all, you got the right guest on the radio tonight. I tell you that.
Thank you.
You got the right guest. And now, as my final comment,
you know what I'm saying, right? You know what I'm saying. Have you ever had a baby, sir? You ever had a baby? You're free. You know that this is the only human being on earth that is told it's all right to relieve yourself into a full suit of clothes.
You're right about that, Rev. In my final comment, you're absolutely right about that. But in my final comment, as an example, just say that Ms. Romney is working diligently at home, scrubbing the floors, waxing the floors, and she gets a little aching of that. She can stop right when she wants to, take her a couple of Tylenols or leaves or whatever, and she can kick back on the couch and relax. But a woman that's out there that's working, She don't have that luxury. So, I mean, the Reverend don't
that's
have
exactly right.
But I love what you're saying, Reverend.
Can I just say one thing to you, Lawrence, before you go? What about the guy that said, if you're self-employed, you're right, you can do all those things, but as a self-employed person, it's going to suffer. Look, if a baby is screaming for supper...
No, we're not talking about a baby. The gentleman's bringing up the house. Exactly. Cleaning up a floor and this kind of thing. You can say, I don't want to do that today. And
all right, I'll let you go, Lawrence. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Phil.
You let this man go because he's agreeing with me. But the baby is... baby, you always have a choice. And God forgive what I'm about to say, Phil, but even a stay-at-home mom has a choice. And I told you.
You're talking about a criminal, a murderer, taking the baby and...
What?
Taking a baby over your head like a soccer ball and throwing it off a bridge?
Yeah, absolutely, that's a criminal act. There's no question. It's a vicious, depraved act. Nonetheless, stay-at-home mom has a choice to do that or not to do that.
877-876-PHIL, the number. Let me go on to Chris on the line. Go ahead, Chris. You're on a Phil Henry Show.
Hi, guys.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to say that the argument here is kind of interesting, but I really think that a stay-at-home mom is more like a self-employed person. If she doesn't work, if she takes a couple days off because she's not feeling good, then the household starts to fail, just like a business would if she was running it herself. You know, you can't just take time off, think, oh, I'm going to go not do anything, not pay attention to my kids, let all the housework.
Well, sure you can. You can take a time. Your business isn't going to fail if you decide this afternoon I'm going to put off mopping the floor for about 3-4 hours. You can't do that. When you,
something
when
simple
you
like mopping the floor. But what you got to think about is taking care of the stuff at home.
What do you call work? What do you call
let the man finish.
I don't think you understand what I mean by work.
If you're talking about lifting 2x4s around, that's work. But you know what? The stuff that they're working all day at home, you know, a good stay-at-home mom, I'm talking about one that actually does everything, is working all day. They're making sure the house is taken care of. They're taking care of the kids and everything like that. They're doing their duty at home. Sure, can they take that half an hour or something like that and go sit on the couch, watch their soap opera, take an et cetera? And they have that option, but so does a person that runs their own business, and they're successful. You know, the household has
to be Wait. You can be successful or not successful. You can be successful or not successful, depending on a lot of things. But the point is, are you working?
Wait a minute. If you own a business, you're saying you don't work?
I'm saying you ain't out. Well, what do you call work? I'm talking about a woman who's got to take the guff of some truck driver looking at her rear end as she's, you know.
What? No, you're talking about hard labor. Is that what you mean by labor?
I'm saying... A woman standing there working at a cafe, working at a secretarial pool, you know, having to put up with all this. A lady at home, she can say, you know what, I've had enough of this. I'm going to go sleep. I don't care if the kid starves to death.
No, she's not going to do that. She's not going to say that because she's going to... Yeah, what nobody's going to... That would be like saying, hey, look, a lady that's a...
Why wouldn't she do that?
Why wouldn't a waitress say, you know what, I've had enough of this, I quit?
Exactly. She's not going to get paid. She won't get paid, but the lady at home will still get paid.
Not if she lets the kid starve to death, she won't.
Yeah.
The what? What? What did the man say? I'm hearing from you, Phil. I'm not hearing from this man.
Sorry, I agree with Phil. If somebody quits their job and doesn't go into work, they're not going to get paid. If somebody's at home and they're not doing their job and they let the baby starve, they're going to go to jail. Excuse my language, but they're going to go to jail.
Let's say this. Let's say you let the kid scream for a couple of hours while you're taking a nap, but then you feed it. Okay? See what I'm saying? And by the way, as I said, when you are doing a job, you're benefiting people from outside the business. When you're a stay-at-home mom, ain't nobody getting rich and no one feeling good other than you and your husband. Everybody else is still suffering. And the world is still dragging on. And meanwhile, you're all happy with your kid.
All right, look at
If
I can't,
okay,
if I can offer
break.
The flip side of that. If I can offer the flip side of that.
Yeah, really, really, really quickly, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. So the flip side of that is that, you know, if you're saying that nobody benefits from it, but people can go out and work and not make the world rich. You know, I work 9 hours a day.
You got kids? Do you have kids?
Yes, I have a son and a daughter on the way.
All right, you got a daughter on the way. Now, your wife's already had to put up with one, and I say put up with, I don't mean she didn't like it. I'm just saying your wife's had to work with one. Now, here come another one. Now she knows, and that kid's going to cry and all this stuff. You're going to be at work. You're going to be doing your thing. Meanwhile, at home, your wife has decided to knock off for the half hour or so and just go ahead and take a nap while that baby went ahead and crapped in her diapers. Now, you can change the diaper out, or you can say, I think I'm going to take that nap and let that kid sit there and stink because I already know that it ain't going to do a problem. That's not going to be a problem. Now, she lets the kid sit there and stink. If you come home at night and you say, you mean to let the baby sit there with a diaper full while you took a nap, and you guys have an argument about that, she keeps trying to tell you, no, it's okay. The whole thing's a mess.
Wait a second. What is that about, man? What is that scenario you just painted?
I just got done telling you.
No, you didn't. You're saying she lets the kid crap in her. You're talking about a woman who is negligent. That's what you're talking about.
This man's got a daughter on the way. I'm trying to warn him. That's what I'm trying to do. If I were you, sir, I would tell that wife of yours, you know what, we're going to change a few things around here. Last time you had the kid and you were this and that. Now, I want to, you know, I'm going to put you, I want to run you through the, you know, put you through the obstacle course.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, Chris, thank you.
No, he didn't. No problem. Are you hearing me? Are you there, Chris?
I hear you, but I don't agree.
Yeah. You better wake up because she's going to be sitting there sleeping, eating a chocolate, what do they call that, a nougat? Yeah, chocolate nougat or butter. What do you eat, Clara?
Here's the deal.
Yes, you get a chocolate nougat.
Even women can choose to be like that, but so can an employee,
yeah.
So can somebody who works their job. They can choose to be negligent and cause
my
problems.
My wife's telling me right now. She said she had a nougat.
I had chocolate nougat. What's that?
My wife
That's
said when she
choice.
She had a kid, she'd sit there and eat the chocolate nougat while a kid's sitting there with a load of dew in its diaper.
But you can't make
okay, well, whatever, yeah.
If I were you, I'd watch out. Keep an eye on that woman of yours. She already had one kid, and that postnatal depression. See, one of the things you don't want to do, Chris, is come home and have your wife holding the head of the kid under.
All right, enough of that, okay? That's absolutely macabre, and that's sick.
Okay, it's sick. It's sick. I'll give you that it's sick, but if this man comes home and sees his...
I'm not going to have that even spoken of. Sorry, Chris.
Hey, no worries.
Good luck with your, and you guys, sounds like you got a beautiful family, and it's going to be fantastic for you. Okay, buddy? Thanks for calling.
Appreciate that, Phil. Thanks.
All right. Okay, bye-bye. He just depressed. I can tell by that young man's voice. Put Pastor Rennick. What are you trying to do?
What am I trying? Hold on, are you talking to me?
You better believe I'm talking to you. What are you trying to do?
Trying to do what?
That man just hung up the phone sounding like he was so depressed.
Hey, let me tell you something, Phil. That young man may thank me someday.
And then again, he may just be going home like, oh, my God, thinking of all these horrid things that can happen to his new baby because you're sitting here running on about what's work, what isn't work.
Am I talking about working at home or not?
You're talking about a woman that stay at home. Okay, I got a break, all right?
Oh, yeah, now you got a break. Now you conveniently got a break. Every time I try to score a point, you got a break.
I'm not trying to... I'm going to let you have your full say on the other side. I have to break. We're late for the break.
I want to make a statement that's very, very important and has a lot to do with this whole stay-at-home situation that you won't let me say. And I said it to that young man. I didn't mean to depress that young man.
Well, I think you did. 877. Boy, I felt so bad for that young guy. He's got a baby on the way. Life is a beautiful thing. Don't worry about it. His name was Chris, right? Okay. 877-876-7445 if you come home and find her pushing the kid's head. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch.
Oh,
the Phil Hendry Show.
And we also are going to have from Daly's Daily, the public radio show, Debbie Daly, checking in just a moment. We have Pastor William Rennick. Is there a TV on, Pastor Rennick?
Yeah, we're watching. She's got on a movie on. What's the name? She's watching MASH. She's watching not MASH. My wife's watching Kelly's Heroes.
Well, can you turn it down, please?
You got to turn it down.
877-876-PHIL, as we talk with Pastor William Rennick here. about, and we're talking to Pastor William Reinick here about Ann Romney and whether this description of her as never having worked a day in her life is an adequate description, given the fact that she is a stay-at-home mom or was a stay-at-home mom and had so many children to raise. Pastor Reinick, you are not denigrating that. You're simply saying it's not work.
It's not work the way you and I understand work, the way people understand work. When we talk about work, the way we conceptualize work, when we're speaking a language to each other, we speak the English language. I say, I've got a job. And the other person, he's got a job. And we speak to people and say, every day I go to my job. Now, people want to put into that mix stay-at-home mom and say, well, I got a job too. What's your job? I'm a stay-at-home mom. Oh, so, and my wife, Clara, who I love very, very much, and one of the reasons I love my wife is she's honest. She's honest. And my wife even said, she said that when she was a stay-at-home mom with Dwayne, who was our son. You were there, right?
I can tell you still that I'd had new good.
Eating candy, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's right. But I would never, ever neglected our son. I never neglected him. I never neglected the things at that point either.
And I'm not saying that you did. We had disagreements, though, you know.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number. Let's go to a phone call. We have Aaron on the line. Aaron, go ahead. You're on with Pastor Reinick.
Hey, Pastor. How's it going?
Fine, sir. Fine.
Okay, I think the problem with your argument is that you continue to try to compare Ann Romney raising at least five
kids,
children,
have you got?
I believe. What's that?
How many kids you got?
I don't have any kids, but that's besides the point.
Well,
that's,
I mean,
that's
how
not,
can
that's
you?
Not a,
well, that's
I'm using observation. Someone who's never, driven an automobile obviously knows that it takes talent to drive an automobile. That's not a good argument. What I'm trying to say is that you're trying to compare Ann Romney, who raised at least five children, to someone who's negligently raising a baby. Now, I will say that if you go to, let's say, my cousin who's risen three kids, and they're twins and a boy, she looks so beaten up every week because she was working so hard. And you know what? She told me she would rather go work a job because it is much easier for her to go to work rather than have to put up with these babies that don't reply to anything. And for
you, here's the thing. She don't have to see what she's doing. Number one, has she ever had a job? Oh, you're going to tell me that she don't need to have a job because you don't need to have, well, you said you don't need to have experience.
I agree with him. You don't need to have experience specifically at something to observe and know. I don't need to be a fireman to know I'm burned.
What?
I said I don't need to be a fireman to know there's a fire and it needs to be put out and it needs water and, you know.
All right, I'll give you that. But your cousin had how many babies?
My cousin, she had three kids.
All right. She chose to have the three because she thought that would be easy street. And she didn't work it the way she should have.
No. Someone who has
five children
doesn't think it'll be easy.
Well, then why'd she have to? They got five
children. Then why did you choose the hard labor job? Then why did you choose the hard labor job?
No. I understand, sir. I understand that she chose. What I'm saying is she chose to have three kids, but she had no idea it was going to be worse than busting tables because that's how it was made. Here's the thing. You got to tell a man when he come home at night, you have to say to him, look, I fed that kid, I wiped its butt, that's all I'm going to do. And when the man starts pushing you around to tell you what to do, you got to tell him to step off. That's what she did not do.
And well, now what you're doing, Pastor, is you're just kind of manipulating the topic.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I'm saying, on the one, it's not really a job. Oh, well, here's where this guy's cousin messed up and she should have done this. Otherwise, it would have been easy.
Yeah, that's like
she made it.
You should have went to college so you didn't have to work such a horrible job.
I've been to college.
Yeah, we're not talking about you, Pastor. You're talking about people who are working outside in these hard, hard jobs. You're a pastor. You don't know what it's like for these people then. Why don't I say that?
I've been out there. I had jobs when I was going to school. Of course I know what it's like, hard labor and so forth.
You're saying that all women never work jobs. You said you assumed that my cousin, because she's a mother, never worked a job. I said she was a nurse.
How could she possibly work? Well, you just got done telling me she had three babies. How's she going to work a job?
So what do you think? Everybody has babies when they're 20 years old?
Let me ask you a question.
You're saying nobody that went to college and worked never had a baby?
Let me ask you a question, sir. Do you think your cousin raising those babies would have been easier had she not been sitting on the couch eating a nougat and so on?
You want to ask her? Ask her. If you tell her, if you assume that she's sitting on the couch eating nougats, you are wrong, my friend. You,
well,
I think, have
I
a lot
know.
Of bad experiences with negligent
no,
mothers.
Sir.
That's why you continue
no,
to use
sir.
These horrible arguments.
Well, we do
you have,
well,
you
we
have problems
do have
with mothers that you got.
We have a lot of women in our church, sir, that have, yes, have had problems. There's no question. We got a lot of women in our church that are unwed mothers, so forth. But, see, you, I understand, but you don't know what your cousin's doing. Is she sitting around eating nougat? And
what is this nougat? What is that? I mean, candy?
Yeah, candy.
What? So you're saying to this guy, well, the job was tough.
I think that a lot of women make the
That's
job
like
a lot
me assuming
tougher
you sit around in a church all day and do nothing.
No, wait a minute. I think a lot of, I ain't sitting here complaining about it. You know, these
Would you like
I
me to stereotype you and say
job.
That you sit around in a church all day and do nothing because you're a pastor?
No, hold on. No, wait. I'm saying that the, women make the job tougher when they sit around and slopping down chili and eating nougat.
Well,
then
you know what? Every house in America is dirtier than holy hell, because that's not what's going on.
It might be. It might be.
Well, listen, that was a very good call, though. I appreciate it, Aaron. Thank you, Aaron, for your call. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And we got a lot more, including Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt getting engaged. Margaret Gray is going to be on to talk about that. And our news and information hour, and all kinds of other news. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
I had nougat, but I was not disrespectful.